El Grupo Renacimiento was born in 1977 in the streets of Bogota. And as the story goes, if you choose to believe it, the salsa band led a lively celebration of Latin American folklore with socially conscious lyrics in their heyday. But they fell on hard times decades ago. Now, they're making a comeback album with the modern Colombian band Meridian Brothers. Eblis Alvarez, who was the mind behind the band Meridian Brothers, joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. Thank you, Scott.
We need to understand this because people are going to, you know, immediately Google and wonder why none of their recordings are available. This is a band you made up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a combination between storytelling and reality inside the studio within real musicians and modern musicians.
Tell us about the backstory you devised for El Grupo Renacimiento. How did they come together? What broke them apart?
Well, so the story goes as follows. It was Artemio Moreira, Waltrudis Urango, a couple of guys living in Las Tinas, Magdalena, which is a small village in the north of Colombia. They wanted to try to go to Bogota and do music. And they used to have the influences of Italian ballads, for example, of the old soneros from Cuba and from New York. And once they listened to the Lebron Brothers, which is a Puerto Rican band. And that made a click in the head of Artemio. He said, that's the thing I want to do. So they decided to go into salsa.
Para aquellos salseros que están tristes por tanta fusión y mezcla, aberrante género nuevo, esta canción va para ustedes.
They were kind of famous, but then they started to party too much and then fell into drugs and so.
That's happened to a lot of groups, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's an archetype, almost. So then they found religion and they began to play again in the church.
Does creating the band in your mind and then doing their music give you an artistic license to go places that you might not discover otherwise?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, this psychologic figure really helped me to go inside another like way of seeing things in music, apart from the self, actually.
That brings us to the song that this group you have created do called Metamorphosis.
Oye, mi amor, me amanecí convertido en un robot. No me ves. Estoy que hecho un rayo láser.
Tell us about that song, because it seems to be about the way we make technology a part of our lives.
It's just this song, since salsa singers in the 70s, they used to sing about, you know, like actual problems, social problems, political problems, human problems, of emotional problems. So I decided to imitate that attitude, Metamorphosis, that tells about this dystopian world where technology takes over the human brain, takes over the human body, takes over the human societies and control it.
Ahora tú me hayas tumbado sobre esta acorazada espalda. Si levanto mi cabeza, me veo este implante que hace de pantalla.
And the Grupo Renacimiento sings about that as maybe a problem.
The music is very rich and embroidered with so many different themes and places and traditions. I wonder if you can walk us through the cover song, La Mujer Sin Corazón, The Woman Without a Heart.
Well, I'm very fond of jíbaro music, which is a traditional music from Puerto Rico, mainly done with strings, with tres.
Yo no sé cómo se quiere.
So this is La Mujer Sin Corazón, a jíbaro number, I won't say updated, but put it into the salsa format with El Grupo Renacimiento.
A
aquel que de amor se muere, aquel que de amor se muere, es tonto en toda ocasión.
The influence is basically Jíbaro, but then Jíbaro music was also copied by some salsa bands. So I replaced the instruments with the congas, the timbal, and the bass.
Does going back and discovering old music, does that in any way change what you do as the Meridian Brothers when you make your next album? Because you're known for doing music that is very futuristic.
Definitely. We have a collective of friends that are, you know, making the same things. And one of our activities is to collect records and to try to rebuild the story of our discography, not only Colombian, but Latin American, but also, you know, some other places, African, European. So this is really an inspiration. It's quite an inspiration and a contribution to culture, I guess, in our country, taking these recordings and the past as a departure point.
Eblis Alvarez of the band Meridian Brothers, his new album, new old group, is El Grupo Renacimiento. Thank you so much for joining us and our best to the group.
Thank you, Scott.